episode 527.
We're still here.
We're going to Africa.
That's right.
Holy shit.
Hopefully, watch this airs and we like didn't end up going.
Well, get a green screen. We'll make it work.
We'll pretend. We're going to go one of those virtual archery shoots and only do African game.
Got him.
The podcast, we've kind of been hitting you guys hard with some ads with our partners, and we're super thankful for them. But we are very grateful for you guys supporting us and our partners, mm-hmm. and the partners supporting what we do and how we behave. We're not always on our best behavior. And maybe you don't think?
Tisk, tisk.
Sorry, guys.
We're good boys.
Elite Archery, Big Time, Huntworth, Scent Crusher, Old Barn Taxidermy, Loophole, Trophy Line, Spy Point, Camo Fire, Novix, Thermacy, Victory Arrows, Grizzly Box Blinds, Slick Trick Broadheads, Pull Back and Let Go, Combination Creative. That big, giant family of great people. Love them to death. And we're going to be putting a lot of these products to work on this trip is the game plan, we hope.
They're the best.
They are the best.
I think we're the best. You got to believe in it, you know?
I do.
It'd be kind of fucked if you didn't.
Do you believe, Eric?
I believe.
I do believe. Do you believe that we believe?
I believe it.
You know, Doug, get out. Actually, do the veteran shout out, then get out.
Then leave.
All right.
All right. After this, I'm leaving.
This veteran shout out submitted by Brandon Hill. The veteran is Richard Mattler of the United States Army. It says here, been listening to the show for some time now. Love the veteran shout outs. You're welcome. I wanted to give a shout out to my stepfather, Richard. He served in the United States Army from 1986 to 1990. My stepfather, who is more of a father to me than my biological dad ever was, mm-hmm. isn't much of a bow hunter, but one hell of a fisherman. My stepdad took me on gun hunts when I was a young kid many times, and although I wasn't really his thing, he did his best to make sure I enjoyed every second of it. As years went on, he became the first person you call when you shoot a deer. For the past 8 to 10 years of my bow hunting career, he has received many phone calls and always dropped what he has doing to come help me drag it up my deer. He is a very special person to me, and when you can't find him working his ass off or being a great dad to my younger sisters and I can assure you, you'll find him on the riverbank or a trout stream reeling in some 150 class fish. Nice.
I like that reference.
Sick.
Although he wasn't able to help me drag out my October buck this year, I was able to catch him on a phone call on his way back to work, hearing the words, "I'm proud of you, son," never gets old. Thank you guys for all you do, and keep kicking ass this season.
Thanks for submitting that. Thanks, Richard, for your service.
Thanks for submitting that,
Brandon. Thank you for your service, Richard.
Very cool.
That's a good one.
I like that one a lot.
Yeah.
Sorry it took so long to get to that, Brandon, but.
Yeah, we're backed up.
That's good problems, though. It's good. So, thanks, guys. On to the episode. Hope you enjoy it. Later.
I'm Chase Rolson with Rubline Marketing.
This is Jeff Lindsay.
This is Michael Pitt.
Hey, everybody. It's John Dudley from Knock On TV.
Hey, guys. This is Jared Scheffler from Whitetail Adrenaline.
Hi, I'm Taylor Drury from Drury Outdoors.
Hey, this is Nick Munt from Bone Collector.
Hey, this is Melissa Buckman.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
You're listening to the Working Class Bow Hunter. That's right. This is a podcast for Billy Joe Lunchbucket, the working man, just like me and you. My name's Travis T. Bone Turner from The Bone Collector. Thank you for tuning in.
Nobody pushes the envelope like Working Class Bow Hunter.
It's really, really not that good.
In the jungle, the lion sleeps too. I can't hear you, buddy. Back me
I can't
up.
Hear you, Doug. Hit the high notes, bro.
Hey, I got him, bro.
Hit the high notes.
I was soprano.
That's right.
So watch yourself.
You gonna kill a warthog, Doug?
No, I'm not.
There it is.
It is the pre-Africa trip, kind of. So, well, kind of not really. Kind of is in like, we thought we were just going to do a pre-African trip, but not everybody here that's going to go to Africa is there. Doug and I are male lovers for this trip. What's up, Doug? You're looking great. Get that mustache trimmed up.
I might have someone else joining you guys, too, in camp, too. So,
what does that mean?
Oh, we got a slot to fill.
We do have a slot to fill. Hopefully, it's a man.
That's right. So, you guys can all
man up.
Nothing but.
So, kind of like a last-minute plan so Eric doesn't get murdered, because I didn't know this is always really happening the way it's happening. We're going to do a round table. Eric, what's up, buddy? You're here.
What's going on, bro?
Your wife is coming to Africa, too.
Yep. Yep.
She's not here. We didn't know this was going to work out the way it worked out, but... So, honey, sorry.
It's okay.
Call her honey.
All right.
She respect that. She's not here. She won't listen anyway. Maybe she will.
You probably will. Maybe.
Shout out to her. She doesn't suck.
Hey.
No.
Doug?
I'm going solo dolo.
No, you're not.
With you.
What's up?
Going the solo dolo with
the you. I'm you're my girlfriend for the trip.
My We're taking guy. Showers together.
Hey, what's up? Save water. We're in Africa. I don't know how it is. Austin, the Lord Chandler's coming.
Here.
And his wife,
my
Mrs. the Lord.
Lady.
I'll be there.
Get on that mic.
I will be there.
The okay. Mrs. Lord.
Allah.
Miss Lord.
You'll recognize her voice from the Wives podcast. I think you were the one that everyone thought you could be a sex phone call worker or something like that.
I know. I heard that. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Maybe I can make some money.
That's what got me.
Shit goes south, right?
That's right.
That's what got me.
That's what got you?
Hey, sell your feet on OnlyFans, you know?
Hey, don't tell anybody.
Dude, I'm about to sell my feet. My daughter paints my nails. What's up?
Sick.
What's up?
Jacob.
Hello.
Hello, governor.
You've been on several podcasts. Working Class
British.
On Deercast was the most recent one about your success on Hunt Wars. A veteran, a big red-blooded American, attractive son of a bitch.
Hey, thank you for your service.
Jacob Johnson
so
is in
good
studio.
Looking, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad you're
you know,
here.
It's nice. You being here in person, not over the phone and stuff. So
here's a teaser.
Nice.
You're going to be involved in some future WCB ventures.
You know, I haven't gotten the official telegram yet, but that's what it sounds like.
We're conversating.
The carrier pigeon hasn't showed up yet.
Not yet. I don't know if he got lost or what.
Mike Tyson accidentally punched it out when he was too high on edibles. But it'll get there eventually when he sends the next one out.
Yeah. Or we can just use our phones.
We could do
carrier
that.
Pigeons kind of how we like to roll here at Working Class Bow Hunter. It's more of like the nostalgia of
working
it.
Class. Yeah,
it's like, you know, like there's traditional hunters like, you know, Chandler and Jared Sheffer like to dabble.
We don't want that romance to get lost.
We're all about the modern shipping processes. We're about the traditional versions.
Yeah, no, I get that. That's
snails, pigeons, smoke signals. That's what we do.
Yeah, the pigeons are cool.
The pigeon will be there. Just calm down.
Just all right, I'll wait.
He probably got hit by a FedEx truck.
Yeah. Shit.
Just got cleaned up by a truck.
Yeah, fuck.
You ever seen that video online of that falcon flying across? These dudes are like so stoked about this falcon. They happen to send it out on its first fly by the interstate and it gets smoked by a fucking...
I saw that one.
By a fucking truck.
It's such a bummer, dude. It's such a bummer.
That's sad.
Ashley's in here also.
Yep.
What is up?
You're coming to Africa.
I am stoked for it.
We are the whitest motherfuckers to go to Africa.
We are.
But South Africa is mostly white people, from my understanding. And that doesn't have anything to do with how good or bad a time we're going to have. I'm just saying, you think when you go to a different continent. It came off pretty bad.
Jesus Christ, Kurt.
That came off bad.
I know this is a late night podcast.
That's where we're going hunting.
It came off sour.
We're just going hunting in South Africa.
We don't know fuck about another continent. That's what I'm trying to get to.
We don't know shit about fuck.
But you got to remember, 90% of our listener base has probably never been to Africa.
No.
And it's not always like what you think it would be going to Africa. So I guess that's like the best way to get across. But
And to say we've never been to Africa, so we don't know.
We know as much on Africa.
It's South Africa. I mean, we're talking Elon Musk kind of country here.
Yeah. Right. Yes. Yes. Very successful African-American Elon Musk is. Mm-hmm. But it's a different continent no matter what. And we're going to experience some different culture. Different hunting environments. And let me start this way. I'm coming off the wrong way, I feel like. And that's just the way
sometimes. You're not doing like terrible. You're doing okay.
Thanks, Doug. Just for that, you're going last.
Damn it.
Damn it.
Appreciate the support.
Eric, how much on the radar from a scale of 1 to 10 before this opportunity came about? And we'll talk about how the opportunity came about.
A boat.
That was a terrible.
About.
When the opportunity came on knocking, how did you feel about it?
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good, Jacob. Scale 1 to 10, how much was Africa hunting trip on your radar?
At the time, about a 2.
A 2?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
I had a lot more things in mind before this opportunity came around.
All right. Fair. Like what? Well, give me one that was above it.
Moose.
Okay. Yeah. Bad question on my part. Austin, was this on your radar? How 1 to 10, how much was it on your radar?
Eventually, I wanted to go to Africa.
So give me a scale.
I would be with Eric, 2 or 3.
Not
very high.
No. I expected by like a 6 or 7 for you.
Not very high. I've got a lot of things that I want to chase and
talk into your mic, please.
An African safari was not that high. Sorry, I don't have a headset.
I know.
I can't hear myself.
Yeah.
But yeah, now that we're all like committed and everybody's going, I'm totally stoked for it.
Yeah. All right, Leah, just because you're there and you got a headset on, you can hear everybody. You're very supportive of your husband hunting. We all know the saying here at Working Class Bowhunter, you can't kill big bucks if your wife sucks. Clearly, you don't suck, so that sure is a compliment to you. You might, but you don't suck in the way of big buck killing. All right, that's right.
Jesus.
Spicy.
It's already hot in here.
How much was an African trip on your radar? One for either you attending, because that's an option on these type of trips. Like,
right. You
know, there's an observer fee, is what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
On your radar for going because you're here, or on Austin's radar for going? Like, how much have you ever thought about it?
Like, zero, man. Like, we had a 30-second conversation about it. Like, he was presented with the opportunity, and he's like, hey, we can pay X amount of dollars for a spectator fee. You want to go? I'm like, fuck yeah, I'll never do this again.
Right.
We're in.
Fair. Very fair. Cool.
And I'll speak for my wife on this point. So I hit her with the same opportunity. I'm like, hey, you have an opportunity to go. Like, it's once in a
lifetime. We got to get her on because I got some questions for her.
We have a once in a lifetime opportunity, and she's like, okay, like, let's talk about it. We talked about it. Like, she's like, I got to go. Like we got to go. We got to do this. So that would be her first week of school. She's a school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So she asked for the time off, and they denied it. And she wasn't happy with her job and all this stuff. So I'm like, quit. Like, you're not happy there.
It's so rad.
Quit. Like, what's the point of being there? Like, she said that she would be there for 5 years. She was there for 6. Like, what's the point of being there if you're not happy? And the way the teachers are going right now, I'm like, you can find a job anywhere. So she didn't have a job lined up, nothing. She put her resignation in, and I'm like, that's fucking rad. And like,
it's very rad.
Fuck them kids.
Dude, here's the thing, dude. I was even more stoked.
Yeah.
So I was like, you had told this story like briefly with the crew.
Right.
And so I grew up in the school that Eric's wife teached at, ironically enough.
Right.
And so when she's like, when you told me she quit, I'm like, hell yeah.
And she, mainly quit because they denied her time off to go to Africa. I'm like,
are we exploiting the school right now? Can we?
I wanted to exploit it.
It doesn't matter, but
I grew up there. Fuck that school.
At the same time, it's like, I told her, I'm like, why have a job?
You're right, Doug.
Why have a job, deny your time off or something that's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity?
Right.
Like, what the fuck's the point? So I'm like, just fucking
it worked
quit.
Out, though, didn't it?
It did. It did work out. She quit that Monday. There was a job opening Tuesday. She applied. Had an interview Wednesday. They call an hour later. She has a job.
That's fucking wild.
Oh, shit.
It's so, right, so crazy. So like,
get on her.
Teaching?
Yep.
Dude, that's fucking so dope.
Yeah, so
what do you think it was?
You know what we need to do right now, like while we're talking about? Double book a wives podcast for a week.
Yeah,
because we can
sure.
get away with a double booking with a wives podcast because
I'll just come on with them.
No.
Doug's not invited.
Your girl hasn't earned a wives podcast.
No, I just will come with.
But we need to do that.
Yeah.
We need to get a wives podcast.
She'll tell the story a lot better.
And then the kids can just come, and then while they're recording, we can just hang out with the kids outside, even
there
if there's background.
Yeah, I can play bartender.
We'll do that. We'll have the kids get us drunk.
She has she can go a lot more detail on the situation, too.
Yeah. Because I think that, like, that type of work fuck you, I'm out success story is like my favorite.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And like she totally quit her job and I'm like, I'm the kind of person where like I'm gonna work my ass off to make this work no matter what. Mm-hmm. Like if you quit your job, don't find another job. It is what it is.
Well, yeah.
If I have to get another job, I'll get another job. It's fine.
But there's something that's about like the fuck this job, take this job and shove it.
Right. Yeah. That's what I told her. I'm like, just
that's
fucking,
pretty inspiring, man.
Because she hasn't been happy for the last. She hasn't been happy since she's been there. So
she's
I'm like,
dealing
just
with shithead rugrats every fucking day.
Exactly. So I'm like, just fucking quit.
Eat shit. Yeah, I'm out.
Fuck these kids. I'm out.
Exactly. Like,
she didn't say that. Those are my words for her next job.
But it's like once in a lifetime opportunity, and they're denying it, which is this is the third time they've denied her
so
vacation.
She quit her job to go to Africa.
Yes.
Gangster as fuck. Yes. Shout out to you.
Yes.
Sorry, we're hitting the button.
Maybe a little hot.
Sorry. Doug, how much on the radar was Africa for you?
So I actually had an opportunity to go to Africa once before.
Well, Jesus, Doug. All right, but never mind, dude. I don't even want to.
It was like,
Jacob.
Is that one of those like whitetail? Is that one of those whitetail banquets? And my parents bid like a really low number. Apparently nobody bids on those for a reason.
Really?
We found out.
Yes, I got
but,
one.
But yeah, so they won
you did?
It.
Mm-hmm.
What's the deal?
What?
It was like an auction. So like they bid.
It's like a whitetail. You're at a whitetail banquet or you're at a Ducks Unlimited banquet or something. And there's like an African hunt. So, okay, you can bid on it. Mm-hmm. So you bid on it and you win it.
I'm sure
everyone
listening that's been to one.
Exactly. How much did they bid on it?
They bid 1,000.
And they got it?
And they got it.
Oh, wow.
But.
Well, this makes this podcast way less special.
No, but then you do all the math in your head and it's.
Flight.
Oh, no.
Animals.
Yeah, they get you pretty good.
Was it for one animal?
It was a warthog and something else. And then you have to pay for everything else you want to kill.
So they just, you end up paying the same anyway. What was yours, Austin? Do you mind?
It doesn't
sharing?
Sound too bad.
I honestly don't even remember.
I'm sure it's the same deal.
I ended up getting all of them. It wasn't an African safari, but I think it was like a bear hunt or something like that. And I ended up getting out of the deal because it was.
We can't.
It was like there was a bunch of loopholes. Once you get in,
huge.
You spend your $1,500 that you bid on it, and then you've got $6,000 and other fees once you go
exactly.
up there. It's like, okay.
That's I remember when this happened to your parents because
there
was,
it was like a warthog and an impala.
Yeah, and they're like, it's not worth all the other fees because it was just pretty much, okay, here's you're putting a $1,500 deposit
there's
down.
A reason nobody bids on them.
You might as well spend six more grand to make your time
this
worth
deal
it.
Is.
It was shady as fuck.
Okay.
So this deal was a lot better than what
way
your parents
better.
Got you said?
This is a pretty good deal.
This is a pretty good deal.
So, and I just want to go through this and we'll talk about the deal.
Yep.
Jacob, how much was Africa on your radar for as like a hunt?
So it wasn't before. So like about, I don't know, what, three or four weeks, about a month before this came up. I was starting to look into African
hunts. He was bringing pamphlets
shit.
Home.
I was bringing,
pamphlets?
Yeah, I was like
books.
Timeshares and shit.
I was sending her links. I'm like, it's not that bad. Like, it's really not that expensive to go to Africa. Like, I started looking into the pricing and stuff.
So it was very high on your radar.
So, but before, so like 2 months before that, I was like a zero. Like, I'm like, I don't really want to go to Africa. And then for some reason, I was bored at work and I was like, fuck it, this is a good African trips. So we're looking at African trips and I don't know, it quickly shot up from like zero to probably
100.
Honestly.
An eight?
Yeah, it's about
100.
By the time this came up, it was probably about an eight on my scale. Like I really wanted to go. But it was still one of those things where I'm like, you know, it's probably gonna be when I'm like 40, 50 years old. You know, because it's not that demanding of a job, like of a hunt, you know. It's like I want to do all these other hunts and stuff too while I'm young. But,
kind of where I was at the same when I scaled at a 2.
You thought you'd do it someday, but it wasn't like a go when you're 30, under 35.
Right.
I knew if you're over 35, old like Austin, his wife. But
yes.
Yeah. I knew.
Austin, I mean, just Austin. Women don't get old. We all know that.
Bringing my male enhancement supplements with
me. Yeah, Blue Chew. Oh. This segment is brought to you by Blue Chew.
Did that go across the board?
Stella.
Hey, it's a medication they have.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll get some of that in South Africa, but you get some at the...
They got the real legit shit down there.
Yeah. Like yellow fever and malaria.
The Scorpion 5000 at the gas station.
Yeah.
No, we've learned early not to take anything from foreign countries.
Yes, the locals will definitely oblige.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
What do you mean?
So yeah, that's we went.
Elaborate.
Let's just say if they offer you with the jackhammer.
On our honeymoon, yeah, on our honeymoon, we went and got a drink from the bartender down in Jamaica. And I think he had it laced with something.
Yeah.
It was,
we were both pretty fucked. We don't remember like a good 5 hours of our day.
Right. So they roofied you.
Pretty
so,
sure. Probably. Yeah.
Like, hey, these guys want a party. Let's get them a roofie. So,
rock hard. Noted.
Yeah, all right. When in Rome.
So like Zach Galifianakis out of The Hangover. Like, hey, they want a party. Let's get them
they'll
some roofing
later.
Roofing. Yeah. What the hell is a roofing?
Needless to say, we missed our dinner reservations.
No. Okay. Noted. Don't take aphrodisiacs from wherever the fuck they went.
Aphrodisiacs. Especially Doug and Kurt.
Hey.
Shit might get weird.
I'm not worried about myself. I'm worried about Doug.
Watch out.
What's up?
I'm sleeping out. I'd rather get mauled by a lion. What's up?
Yeah, he probably would.
All right.
Then get mauled by Doug.
Way more on your radar.
Yeah, it's really high on my radar, honestly. By the time it came up, when I think it was Ross, he ended up not being able to go. And you put it up in the team chat saying, like, hey, we got another spot available.
Yeah.
So after you put that up, I texted you. I'm like, hey, so what's the deal with this? I need to know some numbers, you know, because my wife, she's working at a bank. She's pretty anal about her finances and stuff. She likes numbers and budgets. So I wanted to know, like, kind of what the full cost is going to be. And you didn't know, obviously, at the time, but you gave me a rough estimate. And I talked to her, and she's like, I don't know, we got to think about it. But let me back up real quick. Before that, when I was sending her the pamphlets and stuff, when I was starting to think about it, she's like, fuck no, we're not going to fucking Africa. Like, that's crazy. You want to shoot a fucking elephant or a giraffe? Like, they're so cute. Like, that's crazy. But she were super against any type of African hunt. So
I specifically remember because I was working from home that day and you were home too. It was something COVID. I don't know. We were quarantined or what. And he came downstairs and told me about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we sat there for about 5 minutes, just kind of staring at each other for a while and talked about it a little bit.
What are you thinking?
When I brought it up?
Yeah.
Oh, from, yeah.
Yeah. When
we were, about it wasn't COVID related. I think it was just
when we were home.
Yeah,
I
we were just
I was
home.
Anyways,
we were just home.
And I was over, like by our coffee pot and I was making a thing of coffee and we just kind of talked here and there and he was just kind of like staring at me like, oh, what's she going to say? I'm like, well, you got to go. And he's like, what? I'm like, well, yeah, like you've wanted to do this. You've talked about it. And since the Iowa show specifically, I can't remember who was there with the African safari booth, but
got a couple pamphlets.
He should have got a hold of us first, apparently. Pay attention, show vendors from Africa.
You know what? And there was no opening at the time.
If you listen to this.
But, yeah.
Bitch.
But his,
sorry.
Yeah.
My bad. Came off.
Kuna Matata.
Hard. Yeah. Exactly. Thanks, Doug.
Kuna Matata.
Just keep that going for the whole podcast.
I will.
You're going to need that.
That's your only job.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jim.
Yeah. No, you're good. It's just one of those things, like, we were talking about it, and I was shooting her some eyes, and I was like, oh, I really want to fucking do this. Like, this is sweet, you know? I was like, let's go. Like, make a decision. She's like, well, you got to go. I'm like, holy fucking shit. Are you serious? That's awesome.
And time out. Every husband knows that when you shoot your wife some eyes.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm like,
can I go?
Yeah. Like you kind of put your
the puppy eyes.
You kind of put your head down in your shoulders like a turtle. And you're like,
make us feel powerful.
You know what I always do?
What do you think? It's not that bad. Like, let's go.
I always do the, hey, I got an invite.
An opportunity
once in a lifetime, probably.
That's how I worded it exactly. Yeah. Honestly, like, have this opportunity, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity. It's probably never going to come around again. Honestly, it's never going to come around again.
Ever.
African hunt with the working class bowhunter guys. Like, what do you say? And she's like, I don't know.
Okay, all bullshit aside, the opportunity for us to go as a crew together, like we're going, is pretty rare.
Yeah,
like it's the first of many.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully it's the first of many. Hopefully, and then this.
But to this opportunity come up again
in the next decade is
for
pretty
all
rare.
Of us
it's
to go.
Pretty rare for all of us to go on one hunt.
Well, I told her too. I'm like, well, I'm going to go eventually. Would you rather me go with a bunch of guys I know and trust, or would you rather me go by my fucking self and YOLO?
Exactly.
Let's go. You know, when
you
I'm
know what
when
I picture
when
the
I'm
next time us all going, we're all taking our kids. Yep. And we're all going as spectators. And,
and what you just said, I would trust you going alone. Me going alone?
Yeah,
don't know.
Yeah. But not when I'm like 50, though. I might be fucking on a crutch or something or walker.
So, Ashley, how much like have you ever thought, before all his interest of anything, like if someone was like, hey, you're probably going to be in Africa and you're going to watch your husband kill some shit?
Never. Never. 0%.
Well,
and what?
Real quick. At the time, we didn't.
I love the dominance that Jacob has.
No. Jeez. That's not.
Anyway,
remember, my job here is to fucking stir shit up and be controversial. So
by the time when I was talking to her about it, I didn't know that wives were allowed, like, no. Or like invited, yeah, or whatever else. Then you typically, because no one wants them around. Yeah.
I didn't know this either when I proposed the option of going.
Well, I didn't know what the price was going to be and stuff. Right. Yeah. And then you're like, and then I think it was a couple, like a day or two later.
It was the next day. It was the next day on my lunch break.
Yeah. You text me like, hey, wives are going too. And it's like, oh,
well, so my wife was going to go as well. And then we got to talk about, it's just, we have two young kids, and it's just to burden somebody else with 9 days of fucking watching our kids is a lot. So she's like, hey, if we ever get another opportunity, I'll go then. But right now it's just too much, which
that's a lot.
I get. Plus, if we both die.
Yeah, that suck. Yeah. For them.
Well, yeah. Come on, let's not talk about that. Yeah. We're both going here.
Hey, yeah, we don't want to talk about that.
Hey, anything could
happen. Anything could happen. Frank's over there watching. Anything could happen.
Oh, yeah. not the southern Frank part so much.
Frank is.
We're in South Africa.
Qatar Airlines could fucking hit the side of a mountain real fast.
Yeah, right. And then we'll be.
Next time we know we're eating each other.
Yeah.
You go first.
That documentary?
You're the biggest.
I heard about it.
Oh, it's fucking wild.
Jacob, you got to tell the story. You got the most meat. I was nervous about flying over here. I hate flying anyways. So I went to Alaska last year. It was like 7 hours. And I was talking to you about this 21-hour flight that we've got down there. And you're like, dude, I flew to wherever it was, Afghanistan?
Yeah, we're on our way to Afghanistan. So we flew out of Bangor, Maine. We're heading, to Afghanistan. Obviously, you got to make some stops. But we stopped in, I think we stopped in Ireland on the way there. And then, when we took off, the plane was not the greatest plane. It's not like a Delta Airlines flight, right?
It's not a 747.
It's all the hand-me-down commercial. Because we flew a commercial airline on the way there.
Yeah, it's like a Southwest airline.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Southwest hand-me-down.
Okay, cool. Like a Goodwill Southwest. Yeah,
right. So we flew into Ireland.
Our nation's heroes. Thanks, Biden.
Good luck.
Fucking bitch. If you guys spend some money on us.
If you guys make it there. That's already
serve your country. Thank you for your service.
How fucked is that, dude? What the fuck? Is that for real? Was that shady?
Yeah, it is pretty shady. But we made it to Ireland just fine. Then on our way to Ireland, from Ireland to we're trying to make it to Kyrgyzstan, and we were flying off. And at that point, we kind of shuffled some seats around or whatever. And I was right next to the plane. And I remember I looked out, and I was looking at the wing. I'm like, holy fucking shit! Like, there's duct tape literally flapping in the wind.
For real? Like, on the wing?
I'm not even shitting you. Like, it was
holding down what?
I don't fucking know, but it was like, I'm flying across a fucking ocean.
They did that just to fuck with you.
Ready to go to war, and this fucking plane's held together by duct tape, dude. That's kind of crazy.
That is crazy. Yeah.
But then we had to make an emergency stop into Bulgaria.
For what?
To fix the plane.
Fix the duct tape. That slaps more on.
The duct tape came off.
Replace it with flex seal.
Yeah. Billy Mays. Oh, that was Billy Mays who did that.
Or Billy Mays was right there slapping
No, Billy Mays is OxyClean, wasn't he?
Yeah.
The flex seal guy.
He was the flex seal guy.
But wait.
There's more.
No.
Of course there is.
Billy Mays was the flex seal
guy. I think Billy Mays was...
No, it's
he yelled.
He was definitely.
Everybody that does infomercials has the same cocaine energy.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'm pretty sure Billy Mays already OD'd on cocaine before
It's the guy with the fucking the MyPillow. He was a drug addict for sure.
Oh, yeah. he's got to still be.
No, he I would be.
Screen door boats with Flex Seal.
If I came up with an idea to put, basically tar in a fucking can and mass produce it, I'd be on coke. For sure.
But the MyPillow guy, there's a fucking documentary about him.
Hey, high energy, good marketing. Let's continue on with the story. They had to stop for...
Yeah. We stopped in Bulgaria for an emergency fix our fucking plane. And it was funny. Like, we got into Bulgaria, and it's like, I don't know if anyone knows Bulgaria as a country.
No idea where it is.
It looks a lot like it sounds. Okay. Like, we got in there, and we got to go around the fucking airport and shit, and we're walking around. I remember I was walking in there, and there's these little deal. There's nobody else in there. It's just us.
Yeah.
I feel like it was pretty desolate, but there's a couple stands, and I remember one stand was just like was just filled with hardcore pornography. Like, nice. You know, like here, like porno mags are fucking covered up with sensors and stuff. Like, there's just full on.
There it is.
There it is.
Nice. Did you buy
ready
any?
To go. No. But, what'd you get? But, like, the dude that was sitting there selling them was just like your slimiest fucking salesman. He's sitting there chiefing cigarettes the whole time. Just like, he's like,
chain smoking.
Yeah. I feel like I can't remember exactly. I don't think he said much, but he just grunted a lot. I'm like, holy fuck, dude. Like, this would never fly in America right now. Like hardcore pornography and some sleazeball with fucking grease in his hair, cheating cigarettes.
And you got to your destination, you probably wish you would have bought a magazine.
Huh? Yeah.
For real?
No, I might as well.
Did you look at them?
Oh, yeah.
Flip through them?
Well, for sure.
High quality?
Nah, no. Mediocre. It wasn't any Hustlers. It was like,
right.
I don't know, whatever.
It was just
Bulgaria.
Whatever's
a couple
of,
yeah.
It's just a bunch of Polaroids.
Bulgarian porn.
Polaroids. Duct tape
magazine. Duct tape. All taped
the
together.
Duct tape there. On the wing of the plane.
Take one out, pocket it.
Like, and this is here, my wife. We are, this is us and the doggy
right
style.
You'll never get this. You'll never get this.
That's me right there. You're very nice, right? Very nice.
You Americans call this the 6'9". This
it's
is us.
Dog. It's just like, oh god, this is the lost Doug tape.
Polaroids of Doug.
I didn't know. I didn't know my picture's married to Bulgaria.
Just getting exposed by the U.S. military going to war.
Anyway,
that makes sense. That's how you got your job.
Yeah.
So the porn scenes were held together by the same duct tape that kept your plane intact for war.
It had to have been
fucked up.
But yeah, then we made it out of there, and we ended up in Kyrgyzstan, and from there on. But yeah, it was pretty fucking silly sitting there and like watching duct tape flap on the wing when you're
well, I don't
ready to go
think
to
we're gonna
war,
have that
like,
problem on the way to Africa.
No.
Pushy.
Good lord, I hope not.
Qatar Airlines looks pretty legit.
Mm-hmm. So I it sounds sketchy, right? Like I've been on like some Brazilian airlines and they weren't bad, but they weren't like nice.
Right.
Like I was kinda like, oh geez, we're going down.
Kind of a hand me down plane, but like a second hand me down.
100,000 miles type of plane.
Yep.
Let's talk about what's on our radar to kill. Well, you guys are failing as co-hosts right now.
Why?
Why?
Because nobody asked me how much Africa was on my radar.
God damn it.
Hey, Kurt.
Ask yourself.
How much was Africa on your radar?
I don't even want to answer it now.
I'm still trying to get over this fucking pepper, bro.
Oh.
We have to address that here after I talk about mine.
Listen, I'm new here. I'm not going to ask you any questions.
You're doing pretty good.
Thank you.
Curtis, real quick. How much is Africa on your radar?
I already asked it.
Dude, before this trip was presented to us.
Hey, Pepper Boy.
First of all, I want to gauge like your guys' co-hosting skills. Eric just stomped you the fuck out.
No, he didn't. He's on peppers.
No,
he's high on peppers.
He stomped you out just now. Eric, operate on peppers more often because you did a great job with that question.
Hey, Cole, just leave that bag here.
For every podcast, Eric just swallows a fucking death pepper.
But we gotta wait at least 30 minutes after. It's kind of like swimming, you know, like
right.
Thank God for a bidet,
Eric. I'm glad you asked. Probably a 5.15. Yeah,
pretty specific there, bro.
Yeah, it was one. It was something I thought about often. Like you know, you grow up watching hunting shows and shit. Like you see it and you're like, man, that would be cool. And then you hear about like some of your buddies are more involved. You get in like the hunting industry, and you're like. Oh, like Clark went to Africa. That's cool. Yep. Man, we had to hear stories. Larry McCoy goes to Africa. You hear some of his stories. Like, man, that would be cool. Like, that's more on the radar than I think it is. So I think that influence made it more. Without that influence, like a 2. That's what made that 5.15. Like, it's like, yeah, halfway, like, ever get the opportunity, we're going to go.
Right.
So.
But it wasn't like you were going to book the hunt out of nowhere just saying, hey, I'm going to Africa.
Not right now. Right. Someday, like you guys all kind of alluded to, we all thought we probably would.
We'd book the hunt someday, but not just like out of nowhere.
Exactly.
In a year or two, hey, I'm going to book a hunt.
So let's talk about a little bit how this hunt kind of fell into place, and then we'll talk about like animals we'd like to harvest if you're a TV hunter, kill if you're everybody else. So it came about, Sam Gaylord from Old Barn Taxidermy has a connection over there with another... I want to say it's another taxidermist, but a great dude named Stuart Pringle. Awesome guy. Got connected with him. He's like, hey, let's do a hunt and maybe you guys can help us book some hunts. I'm like, oh yeah, cool. So, it kind of fell in the lap. I was like, well, what's this, you know, what's the package? He goes, oh, yeah, I want to book like a handful of hunters. to go on this hunt. I'm like, well, how much does this package cost and what does it include? And he's like, well, we can either make a custom package or here's like the base rate for this, you know, like, or you can add or take away whatever and make your like a la carte or whatever they say at a Mexican restaurant. Maybe that's wrong.
that's like school, dude.
I'll say school lunches.
I feel like I'm constantly baselining offensiveness when I talk. And I don't mean to.
Hey, you're good. Just roll through it.
Just power through it. Ignorance is bliss. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Don't acknowledge it.
I love Mexican food, by the way. So here, I'm not helping my fucking case.
Just keep moving through. Continue on, Kurt, you asshole.
Anyways, so, lots of bliss. There you are in Mexico.
I'm not in Mexico. So I was kind of like, well, that price really isn't that bad. Like for what I thought it would be to go to Africa. I always thought Africa was like 15, 20, 25, 30 grand, like depending on what you want.
On top of your flight and everything else.
Yeah, like insane prices, yes, you know. Yes. And turns out it's actually cheaper than your most guided elk hunts are here in the States.
Absolutely.
And I've always been told by guys at some of the shows, like, Africa's the best bang for your buck you'll ever get. And you're not killing one animal.
Mm-hmm.
You're
mm-hmm.
killing three to, like, however many animals you want, and then your price goes up, of course, right? So he threw me the price, and I'm like, wow, that's really fucking good, actually. So instead of posting this to the public, I'm going to send it to the group first.
To the boys, because
how great of an opportunity. And everyone's like, yeah, we're going.
Yep.
That's fucking way better than I thought. Mm-hmm. Like, sub $7,000 for several animals. Mm-hmm. And so we have one spot available. At this point, it could be too late, but we posted in the group as of the day of recording. And I have a couple emails on interest, so we'll see what happens with the last spot. We had one person back out last minute, but it's all of us going, Eric's wife.
Yep.
And that's it, right? And one other person, whoever books the other spot.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's all just all of us here, and then
yeah,
and then my old lady.
So it's a way better price. I'd say it's sub $7,000.
Yeah.
For a lot of the animals. So that being said, it came about for that price, all of us could go together. It's in like pretty much a 5-star resort per location, drinks included, meals included.
Yeah.
Like it's just crazy.
It's an all-inclusive stay.
Drinks alone.
While you kill some fucking interesting animals.
Right.
Very cool. Yeah.
Yeah, very cool.
Cultural experiences, just different. Mm-hmm. It's a different continent, man. I don't know what else you want from it. It's like going to be wild. You know, we'll remember it forever.
And it's over the pond. I mean, it's like, are we ever going to be able to do this again?
Even though the flight's going to suck and the labor's going to suck,
nah,
it's going to be so fun.
It's going to be cool. It's going to be worth it, you know, for sure.
The flight's going to be fucking fun.
That is going to be fun. drunk. You know what I mean?
Oh, you and me are getting hammered.
Oh, yeah.
Not me.
I'm going to snore off on that plane, just ignore all the South Africans.
I'm going to catch up on some Z's on that plane. I guarantee it.
It's such a long flight that you could party, pass out. Deal with your hangover, wake up, and then you'll be in Africa and you'll be ready to go.
And party.
Yeah, and then get drunk again on the same flight.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I like it. So let's talk about animals on our list. So we did the Mexican restaurant.
Here you go again.
I don't know why you went back to it.
Mexican restaurant is not offensive because we've all been to one.
Yeah.
I went with the a la carte number 4. That doesn't make sense, does it?
Not really.
No.
I went with the number 4.
Chalupa.
I made that up. So I think on my radar, as far as the package I built, kudu.
Yep.
Gimsbuck. Zebra. And then I'm either going to do like a black wildebeest or like an impala.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I have a feeling I'm going to get there and be like, I want to kill all this shit.
Right.
And then end up paying like way more money than I want.
Well, because that's the cool thing about it, too, is like if I don't know, a fucking giraffe walks out in front of you and you shoot it, it's like, they're not going to tell you no.
I'm not shooting a giraffe.
Yeah, I'm not either. Eric, but you know what I'm saying, though? Like someone else, like a...
Eric over here is just itching in his little boots.
I got to figure a price point on a giraffe.
Yeah. A fucking reed buck walks out in front of you and it's like really cool and the... guys sitting up, your professional hunter sitting there with you, and he's like, yeah, fucking let it rip.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to tell you no, because like, it's not like in America.
They're paying for it.
Yeah, they don't have, like, you're not going elk hunting, you're good for an you know,
one
a
elk.
Bull or right. one elk.
You're know, not going right. to kill an elk, a mule deer, a black can, bear, yeah. and all the
you
other.
You're going to be elk hunting a 180-inch mule deer because I'm like, hey, go ahead and shoot it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you can do that. Like it's totally right. fine in Africa. Like, you just pay at the end, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's my list. Kudu is like, in my from my perspective, like the elk of the African hunt because yep. it's like mm-hmm. this beautiful, big horned, like just majestic.
I think that's kind of round table, ain't it?
For yeah. Everybody's got yep. kudu on their list, I'm yep. pretty sure.
Yep.
Oh, for sure.
Eric, what do you got? We'll just go over around.
Kudu, impala, and zebra are on my radar.
Zebra.
Zebra.
You shoot a zebra.
Doug, right. what's on your list?
I have a kudu, a gemsbuck, and an impala.
Pretty good. Awesome. What's on your list?
Kudu is the big one, and a warthog. I want to shoot an old nasty warthog.
It's a wrinkly sumbitch.
Pumba.
Pumba. You want to take him out?
And anything else that's like a good representative of that species mm-hmm. game.
Jacob, what do you got, buddy?
I got kudu, wildebeest, and impala.
Kudu, wildebeest, and impala. Mm-hmm. Pretty yeah. good list. Yeah.
I feel like I got to go with impala just because that's like... Africa.
Yeah. No, you know? That's like a classic.
It's a classic.
Yeah. I only went with Impala mm-hmm. because, like, I'm huge in the car scene.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone grew up with Impalas.
Oh, and they're
and you want to kill one?
And they're cheap. They're like, yeah. they're like $900.
Yeah, they're just a giant vehicle that you can't yeah. really wreck.
So, I think,
what's that?
Man. Excuse me?
So, I'm hearing some things. Oh. I just think it'd be fun to kill a zebra.
Yeah.
Because they're beautiful, you know?
Yeah.
We're going to get hit with copyright action.
Zebra?
It's no longer in 15 seconds, you're okay.
That's fine.
We'll just keep it low. I think a zebra would be pretty... Like, I did taxidermy school at Joe Meters, and he had a four-pedestal zebra. And I just fell in love, man. Like, just beautiful. And I heard they're dickhead, so it'd be kind of cool to shoot one.
So,
they're
zebras,
wild horse. I mean, they're, I was gonna say, any wild horse is a kind of asshole.
Are they more like horses or more like donkeys?
Dude, fuck zebras, because they're probably more like horses.
Who knows?
Whoa.
I think it went.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They look more like a horse.
But
is a zebra black with white stripes or white with black stripes?
White with black stripes, for sure.
Look at their belly.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Yep. The belly is white, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. What?
We had this debate.
Mm-hmm.
They're white with black stripes.
They've already talked about this, obviously.
What's cool?
I didn't have it with him. I had it with Charlie.
What's cool about it is like, all of them are different. And plus, I just like kind of want to have a beautiful mounted zebra because it would be so shockingly different from everything else. You know?
It'd be a good piece mm-hmm. to any man cave.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah. Zebra.
I'm good.
It's like Tom Miranda said. You don't want a zebra?
No.
No interest. Why?
No. I just have horses, so I don't need to. Kill a horse.
Yeah, but dude, you let your horses get hit by lightning and shit.
Well, a zebra can get hit by lightning all at once.
Doug, you can't picture making love on a zebra rug.
No, oh, you haven't lived.
Go with
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Especially with the head still on
it. I'll make my own.
You like prop right up on that fucking zebra.
I'll make my own.
Yeah.
I'll make my own white stuff. It'd be fine.
Okay.
We have a gentleman that we're going to sit down and talk with. He's been to Africa, I think, 8 times now.
Whoa.
Eight? Got,
yeah.
Yeah.
And he lives in the town we live in. He's got like a full lion mount. He's got zebra. He has a giraffe that he actually got made into a chair. Like whoa. The head is the backrest, like the neck.
Yeah.
So yeah, jeez. He
he's obsessed.
It's pretty sick.
He's gone a lot. And his wife's also gone with him to observe. So we're going to go and sit and spend an afternoon with them and get him to tell us all about the experience.
Mm-hmm.
I've always heard anybody that ever goes, they say you will not go one time.
Really?
Like once you go, you're going back.
It's like a tattoo.
All right, I'm going to make a prediction. Right. I'd love to go. I think kudu, gemsbuck, zebra, cool. I don't, you know, right now, I think I'd have to accomplish some other things to want to kill like a giraffe.
To go back.
Or whatever. But what I do picture me going back for is some dangerous five. A leopard. Black Death, the big Cape Buffalo, like that I can see going back mm-hmm. for.
I think it's just going to be the country and the experience and how it's so game rich and diverse. I think it's really going to be an experience that I want to do again.
Mm-hmm.
I probably won't for a long time.
Well, you know, that's what's fun about this podcast right now. Kind of, I mean, we went into this podcast with no game plan.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so, like, we didn't really even plan it out. Like, we're just like, yeah, we're doing a pre-Africa podcast, show the fuck up. And then, but, like, we might do this trip and then be completely mind blown and perspective changed on it. And then when the post hunt podcast come out, because we're going to record while we're there.
Yeah.
Hope if everything works
it
out.
It could totally change all of our minds and be like, hey, we want to do this every three years.
Yeah. 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 Might be like one of those trips, but.
Because you could see, you know, every animal that they offer over there and be like, I want to go back for that one. I want to go back for that one. You never know.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of people that go and then they're just like, they're super infatuated with it. Yeah. Just love it.
I think it's interesting. Like, I like the vibe. I never pictured having an African game room. Like, you always picture, like, the hardwoods, Northern Lodge type logging. Yeah, logging type.
And I think of Ace Ventura where he's like, you know.
I feel like
this
when you see
a lovely room of death.
That's what when I think of an African room, that's what I think of.
Yeah.
Well, that too, and I think high dollar.
Right,
yeah. Yeah.
Like rich, like this person has a lot of money.
That's how like the movies and shit portray it. Yeah, you know, this super
the dude with the shitty hat and the cigar.
Yeah, he's super rich, super mean, just a huge dick. And he's like, oh, I want to fucking kill everything. And like, no, I'm going to hunt human. Ha ha! It's the one trophy I don't have yet.
Yeah,
I don't.
He's always got to have a Russian.
That's
accent.
A book, isn't it?
I don't know.
What's the book where the dude gets bored and he has an island and he hunts humans?
Oh.
Doug, you know
read.
I know.
Read.
You know what I'm talking about, though.
Yeah, it's a movie too.
The Ultimate Game or something.
No. I read well, the book.
There's a movie with John Leguizamo.
That's a long name to remember.
Who the fuck? He's like,
why do you know that?
They hunt him.
What are you, a movie trivia guy?
I just remember his name, John Leguizamo. And the movie is like The Pet or something like that.
And I read the book and I was like, sounds kind of fun, you know?
Yeah, but they made a movie about it, dude. It just kind of sucks.
There is a book and a movie.
The book
though.
Was better.
I read the book. Can you believe that?
I read it. Surprising.
Hey.
I don't know what book you're talking about.
I said, what's the book called?
Hunger Games.
Whatever the fuck we're talking about is the book I read.
He doesn't remember the name of it.
I don't know. I know I didn't watch a movie because we all know I don't watch movies.
So did the fucking. The person getting hunted, did they end up killing everyone or what?
I don't remember the deets. It was like a long time ago.
It's something like that.
He just finished a book and like that was a memorable moment.
Yeah.
I remember I finished a book that hunted humans on an island.
I'm
trying my best over here. I read a fucking book. What'd you read, Doug? Coming at
hooked
me
outside. Phoenix.
I'm over here facilitating conversation. Look for Lion King clips. Too. What else do you want?
Hakuna Matata, calm down.
I'm trying to figure out what. Okay, here's
you know, ain't
one.
No worries.
That's a good one. I'm playing. I'm getting some Lion King clips. What are some concerns about Africa that anybody has?
The airport safety.
Really? Even with just this big American bit. Hero right here, huh?
That airport's so nice though. It's like legit.
In Johannesburg.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've done the same thing. We've like YouTubed every video we can.
Johannesburg is nice.
I've done zero research.
I've done no research.
Is this a zero?
My concern for any of my safety or my friends are going is absolute fucking zero. Yeah. I have looked up nothing. I'm not worried about it.
I'm not gonna lie. I said this from the beginning. Snakes. As soon as I found out that Jacob's going, I'm like, we're good.
Someone's like, hey, is there lions where you're going? I'm like, I don't fucking know.
Who knows?
I don't fucking know. I just wanted
another excuse to pack the 10mm. Can we pack handguns with us on this trip?
They're probably just
you have to disassemble them completely.
Fine with guns, bitch.
Oh, you got to disassemble them?
That's yeah, you have to be completely disassembled in the belly of the plane.
I did it to Alaska. I mean, even really, it can be done.
Oh, really? Yeah, for sure it can be done. It's just an inconvenience.
One more thing to check.
So because I bought a Glock 10mm for Grizzly. So to take them to South Africa, pull the slide off, pull the barrel, all this everything else, and separate them, or you just got to be apart?
It just has to be disassembled in a case.
The ammo has got to be separated.
Yes.
And it can't be with your like carry-on. It has to be with your checked bag.
And it's got to be in a locked carry-on or locked.
So by the time you
bag.
Get it,
it's got to go in your prison wallet.
But it's also got to be pulled out. Like you got to be. It's almost got to be separate so they can inspect it and shit.
Mm-hmm. It's a process.
Yeah.
Really just kept mauled
by a lion. When you went to Alaska, how was it?
At that point,
it was pretty easy. Yeah,
pretty easy.
But we had a whole case full of guns. We had two rifles and two or three handguns in one case.
But the thing with that is, it's also domestic. Like you're
correct.
Flying within America, you know, so. I hear it's a little bit easier to fight domestically with guns, but when you go overseas, it's a little bit more. Their gun laws. I honestly don't know what the gun laws are in South Africa, but
yeah would we build?
They're not American.
There? I don't know.
Huh?
Can you carry there?
know.
Like, are they going to, what are they going
to? I doubt it. I mean, probably down there. Not. Listen, I'd rather just get mauled by a lion at this point. Like, right. It's already too much work.
That's
just
a lot of work.
As long as there's no snakes.
Just maul me, you know?
I think there'll be snakes.
See, I won't look into it because.
I'd rather get bit by a mistress.
Right. Right.
Then. Is that what? Like, oh shit, it's got bit. I wonder what kind of snake that is. Should it have been dead? Dead.
No.
Black Mamba.
Black Mamba.
I feel like that's the best.
It's not,
like,
I'll die.
Is there where the guy just like.
That's the best way to do it.
The guy just like.
Yeah.
Idiot.
That's
American.
The last thing you see. He goes, fuck.
You dead. You done.
Oh no.
Say, hey, count to 10.
Yeah. Yeah, Kuna Matata.
Hey, no worries.
And you pass away.
Fuck. Doug. Help, Doug. Kuna Matata, man.
I did hear another tip, though.
I'm going to start the poison.
I did hear another tip, like, if you're locking up your bow and something like that, get, like, a TSA lock, they call it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like,
so they can unlock it, right?
Yeah, so a TSA lock has...
Yeah, so they can assemble the Glock and then kill somebody. Great.
Yep, pretty much.
Sorry.
We put those on our luggage.
Well, fuck me, right?
For Mexico.
Sorry, Eric. Yeah. I'm just...
We had to do it for Alaska, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, with your bow, you want to put TSA locks on your bow case, too, you're saying?
Anything you want to lock up, like...
I think you have to put TSA locks on everything.
Well,
you can put it on your luggage.
You don't have to. It's just, like, if they want to inspect it, they have a master key to unlock it, go through it, then they don't have to call you in and be like, hey, unlock this.
I thought you had to put TSA locks on.
No, you don't have to. It's just like a tip saying, hey, put a TSA lock on it. So if they want to go through it, they can just unlock it, go through it, shut it, lock it back up, and go.
Dude, I've heard they've like cut back, they just cut the locks off.
Oh, yeah.
And said, and then they inspect their shit and then zipped it back up and said, here you go.
Oh.
Yeah, they didn't put a lock back on it.
Yeah, and then people get their shit at the carousels and their shit's just strewn about everywhere.
Yeah. Mm.
It's like, oh, fuck.
I don't like fight
get
shit.
Get TSA locks so you can just lock it back up for you.
Yeah.
There it is.
Right.
Fucking A.
Is this your song, Doug?
It is.
After you get bit by a snake?
Oh, no, I'm going to catch one. I'm going to catch a king cobra and it's going to be my friend.
Have you ever caught a snake before?
Yeah.
Dude, I caught a...
Have I been bit by a snake before? A bunch of times.
How cocky.
I caught a gardener snake once. I was trying to Steve Irwin that little fucker. I grabbed him by the tail. I'm like, oh, yeah, I got him. You know, and then he fucking just...
Crikey.
He just went up and around and fucking bit me in the hand. I'm like, fuck. So I grabbed him by the neck. I'm like, this'll get him. Then he fucking somehow reached around and bit me in the thumb again. So I'm like, well,
Steve
now he's, now
Steve
he's gonna die.
So
yeah, Steve made look, and this is just the gardener snake. I'm like, imagine I did that the rattlesnake.
Yeah, don't do the math.
No, I'm just for not dead. Killing it right away.
So then, so then I grabbed that little fucker by the tail and I just whoosh, and smacked him on the side of the house. I'm like, I tried saving him. Hey, but he bit me twice.
Didn't sound
so
like
he
it.
Had to die.
You know the whole part where he's like, don't do this at home?
Yeah.
You didn't pay attention to that part, did you?
Well, I knew it wasn't going to kill me. I'm like, I'm practicing.
Oh, look, a rare cotton mouth. I'm going to grab it by its throat. Oh, shit, it bit me. I'm dead now.
Let me just, watch me just kiss this little snake right on the fucking lips.
The deadliest snake in the world. Let's catch lips. It.
Come here, little buddy.
Oh, fuck off. I'm blacking out.
All right. I can't see anything anymore.
I don't feel so good.
I'm going... Black boys.
Damn it.
See you later, Steve.
Hey, make sure I film you trying to catch a snake in South Africa.
We're not catching any snakes.
I just want Doug to try to catch a snake and then Jacob commentate it.
I just come back to
sneaking
with
up from behind
the cobra. Look what I caught.
Just unconscious. Like, Doug, you're falling down, buddy. You're falling down.
Doug, how many times
he's
did
like,
you
he's
get
like,
bit?
But I caught it.
But how many times did it bite you?
3. 17.
At 10. Least.
Trying to.
I lost count.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Doug.
That's
why we got flight insurance.
Hakuna Matata.
So we can pay for your funeral.
A lot of talking in that song.
That Hakuna Matata, it makes me laugh so hard because we had a friend when we told them we were going to be going to Africa. She's like, oh my gosh, though. Whatever you do, don't say Hakuna Matata over there. She's like, I used to work with this girl and it's like super offensive. Like, don't say it
because
there.
Of the movie?
Is it like racist?
No, it's
or
nothing
something?
With the movie. It means something completely different over there. We looked it up. I can't remember, but it's like.
Eat shit.
It's offensive there. Well,
they say it in the song.
I'm the typical white girl and I have on my ankles tattooed Hakuna Matata. Better and so I was up. Like, well, she's classic. Like, I would wear long socks. And
yeah. I looked at your ankles like I haven't seen
what
it.
Are they, what's like, oh, Hakuna Matata mean? In Africa,
right.
South Africa.
Let me fact check this.
Well, yeah,
fact
check. All I know is Hakuna Matata is Swahili.
For fuck you.
Oh, yeah, you're
no
co-worker.
Worries. Yeah.
So it's like a tribal thing. So South Africa is like a completely different deal.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Like every tribe speaks a different kind of language.
Right.
Yeah.
We're getting, right. You, so you thought I was treading in deep territory. We're starting to tread in some deep territory here.
Yeah. Frank's giving us a look.
Frank, what do you think?
Frank's got some tribal tats going on.
Yeah. Frank, what do you think about Hakuna Matata?
Hakuna Matata, bro.
He likes it. Yeah.
I'm just going through the Lion King soundtrack.
Just going through it, huh?
I hope. So they have, like, movies and stuff on the plane. What do you think of the chances of them having Lion King on the plane? Is
100%. Probably 100%? Pretty good, yeah.
And the guy that got dumped on the island that died from being hunted. Probably that one, too.
No, I hope so. And Castaway?
Yeah.
The documentary. Yeah.
Hey, Wilson.
Hey, Wilson. Great movie.
Yeah, it's great.
Great movie.
It's the only time he ever cried over an inanimate object.
Yeah.
What's up,
Ashley? So it sounds...
You cried?
Yeah, dude.
Wilson! Grow up.
Wilson!
You're not
Owen Wilson.
You're not made for him.
No,
like the
not Owen Wilson, Ashley. Pay attention, Ashley.
She's Googling. I'm fact-checking. So, in my...
You got me fucking
in the 30-second research I did, it looks like it's the decision to trademark Hakuna Matata, like what Americans did, that makes it so offensive because it's predicated purely on greed.
Oh, gross.
So I'm a white girl going over there with Hakuna Matata. It's apparently offensive because it's...
Fucking Western culture funding us with all their
greedy
money. How dare you white sons of bitches stimulate our economies.
But yes, so that, please come and spend $5,600 on this hunt.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But we need your money and donate your meat to our orphanages.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do they call
that? Hakuna Matata.
Which I'm proud to do. I don't have any shame in that. I love that part.
That is probably something we should talk about, though.
Did we get to try anything?
Yeah. I think we do, yeah.
I've been asked that question probably at least half a dozen times now, ever since I've said it. It's like, can we bring the meat home? No.
No.
You can't bring the meat
home.
Can
we try it?
Right.
It's not what it's about, though.
You can eat it there, though. Yeah. Like, well, you know there's going to be some people listening.
Most of the meat, I asked Stuart, our main guide, the facilitator of the camp. I said, so I learned this from Chase Rolfson. He took, him and Dan Drake took their daughters and they graduated high school to Africa. His promise to his kids, if you... Was it a 4.0 GPA?
Yes, I think so.
If they maintained that high level GPA, he'd take them on any hunt they wanted to go. His son wanted to go on a black bear hunt, I believe. His daughter wanted to go to Africa. So he's like, okay, we'll go. And he told us that you have to go. If they take the meat to an orphanage, ask if you can go. It's a cultural experience you need to have. Mm-hmm. And I asked Stuart, and I said, hey, when you take the meat to an orphanage, and if you do, can we go? And he said, yes, and yes, 100%.
Nice.
Holy so shit.
That's awesome.
We're going to get to go on that type of experience.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
If we kill.
You better.
We're going to kill.
I don't know why we won. This is like...
That's not even a question.
Not to get super cocky, but it's like, fuck, man. Sorry. Like, at this point, you really... I don't know if anyone's ever gone to Africa and be like, I got skunked.
They just don't talk about those stories.
That's a fucking fact, bro.
Yeah,
I've never heard of one person saying that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, well, that sucked. I didn't shoot shit.
Well, thanks for Africa.
Thanks for jinking us. Didn't see a goddamn thing.
Yeah, we got six dudes going. I'm not gonna come back with one.
30 big game plains animals on the list. Didn't see a fucking one.
All I saw was the expensive ones.
I had like 25 giraffes and elephants come in, but I couldn't shoot them.
All I saw was giraffes.
I just had a pack of lions hang out by me all day.
The whole time.
The whole time.
Didn't leave. For 9 days.
Yeah.
Just fucking Simba himself and get all his family.
It's like that one dog that just hangs around like, get the fuck out of here.
They're just whipping flat rocks at fucking predatory lions that are pissed.
I just come back with my head down and you guys like, what happened? Like,
fucking all of Cecil's cousins one. And all the anti hunters are sitting there with
news
cameras.
I owe like 50
cameras.
Grand now. I'm in debt. I can't leave the country.
Dude, you know what would be the best thing for us? If Doug kills like a famous lion that crawled off a refuge that a dentist was hunting, and Doug just double lunged its ass because the guy's like, you better shoot this because it killed a kindergartner last week. Like, and then just CNN comes after Doug, and then we're on national news doing CNN interviews like, yeah, our podcast was really tanking until Doug killed this lion.
Let's be honest, though, it probably wouldn't make news because he The only thing he has going for him is a mustache. He's not a dentist or nothing.
They have it blurred.
But just imagine
his mustache.
But just imagine seeing Doug's face on CNN while they're all talking shit to him. Like, look at this fucking loser.
I would
do
so good. Like,
stupid
if they
mustache
do, like, a live
shooting
interview.
Lions.
This, like, how could you shoot this beautiful lion? Like, son of a bitch. Goddamn right, I did. I'll do it again.
This fucking puke and his stupid mustache.
Yeah. You want to see the head? It's right here.
I got his hair.
Should have seen the fucking mane on it. Yes. Look at my mustache.
We're literally adding no value.
No value.
To anybody wanting to pursue Africa as a trip. But hey, you could go with us.
Yeah, I think it'd be fine.
It's going to be a good time.
You'd have a, it's gonna be, how do you pass up this
group?
I don't
know what we're going to do, but
if you're thinking about it, just book it.
Hey, you said next time on the plane, we'll hug you.
Yep.
Time's a ticking.
Here's the thing. We're just doing everybody that's going to go to Africa is thinking at some point.
Facts.
Yeah.
All I know that I'm shooting elk arrows at Kudu.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be prepared.
What are you shooting? What kind of arrows and shit? What's your setup looking 5, like?
5,000 grains.
Victory, yep. Rip TKO, big. 75 grain. I don't know if it's an outsert or an insert technically, but the Victory 75 grain, we'll just call them inserts. I think I'm probably going to shoot 100 grain head. It's still a decently impactful arrow as it is. I like that new head from Slick Trick, like the hybrid aspect of it. It's been fucking
assailant.
It's been pretty violent.
You're going to shoot the assailant?
Yeah.
I think that's what I'm going to shoot.
I am also.
Dude, I've
devastated.
I've like shot some deer with it and it's violent.
Really?
Like, it's pretty devastating. Like,
I'm not settled on my head yet, but I'm going to be shooting the fucking FAP-SSs.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
I'll be shooting those with, I don't know what head, yeah. Probably, I was thinking Viper Trick. That's what I was thinking.
125?
Probably just 100.
Yeah, that's a solid head.
Yeah. Probably just 100, just because then I'm going to come home and use it on white heels and shit, too. And
That head's pretty resilient, man.
Yeah. I got my bow dialed in for 100 grains, 100 grain head, and I don't want to fuck
not
it up.
Not with me and Eric, because you didn't apply for white tails.
Well.
Tisk.
Well, I don't have any fucking PTO, Doug.
You got weekends.
He's going half for
no weekends.
You got the weekends.
I got to fucking clean the house.
Bullshit.
Well,
no,
boys.
That's why I was shooting.
Get him, Eric.
Because you talked me into going with that, FAP SSs, because I was thinking about going the RIP TKO route or something else. But
either one. I mean, RIP TKOs or the FAP SS, either one's going to be a good match for Africa.
They're all good. I would never debate really that heavily one arrow or the other. I mean, like if someone's like, yeah, that's what I'm shooting, I'm like, yeah, good arrow.
Yeah, no, either one's going to do the job. Over.
I mean,
for heavy boned, heavy meat.
Now, if I was going for a K Buffalo, it'd be VAP SS for sure.
Yeah, you got to go. That's different. Yeah. That's a lot different. That's, you're shooting a fucking
log.
You need one.
Yeah,
for sure.
Killer whale on ground. What are you shooting, Eric?
The VAP SS is with assailant.
Oh, nice.
Stock outsert.
Nasty. I might have to look in those assailants. I don't know. I might have to look in those.
Hey.
They seem pretty legit.
Hey, we might know a guy.
Oh.
Oh.
They're nasty.
Jeez, let's see what they do out there. All right, guys.
They freaky naughty.
Are you shooting the assailants too?
You goddamn right I am.
Yeah, fuck. Of course you are.
Yeah.
Because
I guess that's that. I don't want to be the only fucking loser without him.
Nah,
it'd be fine. The guy's just like,
yeah, this fucking idiot with his fucking actual.
What is that? What is that?
Has.
A fixed broad end?
This dude's getting eaten.
You're not a doctor, that's for sure.
Hey, what's your
you
name again?
You must be new here.
Yeah. All right.
Let me guess. You're saying Hakuna Matata.
Hey, noob.
Yeah. This fucking jackass. Think he's better than us? You think you're better than all of us, huh, motherfucker? Yeah.
They're just like making fun of you in African language.
The biggest guy there.
Swahili.
No, I'm pretty sure they speak English where we're at.
It's like five languages.
Just five languages?
Yeah, one I couldn't pronounce. Hang on.
Yeah. I watched some movies about it.
White Devil.
Bumblebee tuna.
Chicago, you're out of here. Gotcha.
Excuse me. We're being so disrespectful right now.
Yeah, I know.
We're not even in the right part.
Hey, it's a movie. Hey,
your balls are showing.
Well, it's very disrespectful, but.
Is it?
It's from a movie. It's we're quoting.
Yeah, I was going to say, Hollywood said it's fine.
Frank, is this okay?
Yeah, you
can interrupt. Thank you, Frank. Frank says it's okay. Frank's we're fine.
There's a black guy in studio, so fuck all you guys. Yeah. I wanna, I'm just kidding. Jeez. Sorry if we offended anybody.
South
didn't mean
Africans
to.
And shit.
Just a joke. Come on.
Well, Zulu is a big one. And then the
Zulu?
One. It's
Akazulu?
H-O-S-A.
I don't know that.
Fucking Lion King. Soundtrack.
And then English.
I don't even know.
Afrikaans.
Shoza.
And Southern Sotho.
I don't know. I made that up.
Interesting.
Yeah. Hmm.
That sounds cool. I'm not going to learn any of those. One. I'm not going to learn any of those languages.
Well, does anybody want to add anything to this? I think we've covered as much as we need to cover before we completely get offensive, and not only to South Africans, but just every continent or culture or ethnicity on the planet at this point. We're just doing...
I got nothing else to say.
And that's my piece for tonight.
Actually, I
plead the fifth.
So my boss has been to South Africa twice, and he is a lovely black man, by the way, and he wanted to say,
don't act like he's the only
Frank,
don't act like he's the only one.
Well, it just proves my point. He made it a point to tell me that the hospitality is incredible.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. Yeah.
And the wine is superb. He's like, you cannot leave without the even wine. If you're not a wine drinker, you have to drink the wine.
I'm not a wine drinker, but
I hate wine.
I'll try everything. I'll try everything wine. Once. Ask them fucking peppers out there in the studio.
I'll drink all the wine, dude.
Yeah.
Okay. You get all wine drunk, get lost out there.
The wine hangover.
I've heard. Intense. That the wine is awesome, but I don't know where the berries from.
Yeah, all I said was South Africa. He's like, oh, you got to drink the wine.
Yeah.
The wine is everything.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Good to know. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a good time.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Great stories.
I don't think we're going to have a bad time, that's for sure.
No.
With this
it's our own
bunch
fault,
going.
Or it could be
our fault.
The airline's fault if we don't make it.
Yeah, it could be.
Hopefully there's no duct tape.
That was very dark.
With that said, everyone get your wills in order before we go.
Nah, so. Dude. I mean, you're right, probably.
Everything goes to my dog.
Oh, great. But where's your dog go?
Oh. My parents, I guess.
You'll be married by then.
Where's by then? By Africa?
Yeah, you got a month.
Wrap it up, man.
Wrap that shit up, B.
Frank can officiate it. Yeah,
right. He just wills it all to Frank.
Frank,
are you ordained?
Frank, you want some money?
Jacob's ordained.
Hey, yeah. Frank, are you ordained?
Not yet.
Oh.
You can do it online. You're good.
You a month.
Jacob is. He married our friends.
Yeah, I'm a pastor.
You're not a pastor.
Priest.
You're not a priest either. You're,
what are you?
Call me
in
father.
The state of Iowa, you're legal to...
The church of bullshit.
Yeah. You got it online.
No, I'm an ordained minister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is minister in the title?
Yeah.
Oh.
Minister.
Yeah. Hey, fuck you, Ashley.
All right, preach.
That's right.
You're still having confidence.
Preach, big daddy.
Whoa.
Hey, Doug.
So there you
marry
go.
Your girl. Prove it's love.
I can do it for you.
Where's she at?
Snapchat that everybody meets nowadays.
For love or for life.
Because it is. Tried and true. Jacob, did you actually meet on Snapchat or in real life?
We knew of each other in
real life. We went to high school together.
Yeah.
We just didn't
So you met in real life.
Yeah, I just knew of her as the 12-toed chick from
Go ahead
Kentucky.
And say it. Bring it up. There it is.
I forgot. We got to talk about it.
Oh, here we go.
So we're ending this podcast.
Just going for the bottom of the barrel.
Ashley.
Whoa.
Here it is.
You became my favorite human at the shoot after party.
I thought you knew.
Wait, yeah,
I wear flip flops or bare feet.
Time out.
99%
Frank's
of the time.
Get his fucking mind blown.
Time out.
Oh yeah, he's sitting back here like, what the fuck are they talking about? 12 toes.
I did not fucking know.
You knew about it before the shoot.
Nope,
you
did. I did not. Because if I would have known about this.
Did you know Eric?
Yeah, we see.
I'm not crazy.
Shut their whore mouths.
Shut up.
If I would have known about this.
No, you shut up for a second. We seen this in Nebraska.
Yeah.
She pulled these fucking things.
You didn't give a shit about us then.
I wasn't around.
You were there.
We weren't important enough at that time, Kurt.
I would have been there, but I didn't. If I would have known about a fucking bitch having 12 toes, I would have freaked the fuck out. Sorry about the bitch part, Ashley. I didn't mean that.
Kind of true.
But if I would have known about a
chick.
Dude, if I would have known about a chick having 12 toes, I would have remember that shit.
All right, so now that we're talking about
this. I had to remember
that shit. Sorry, I didn't mean about the bitch part, but it was really great for my story at the time.
You're amped.
Hey, you were in the moment.
Dude,
you were in the moment.
I'm telling you, if I would have known about it before the shoot, you would have known that I would have knew about it.
I think that she pulled him out at both Nebraska shows.
Well, then I wasn't around.
I remember
she's always wearing fucking flip-flops.
Well, and it was winter. I remember one of them, and I had to just take off my freaking boot and my sweaty-ass sock, and I didn't have a pedicure, and I had to show them off. So at the shoot, when you were, I was like, you're kidding. And like, I really didn't believe you. I thought you were like,
Lee Herr came up to me, the cult leader himself, and said, did you know that Ashley has 12 fucking toes? I'm like, yeah, be fucking kidding me. Don't even tell me that shit. And he goes, I swear to God, go look at her feet.
Time out. What are you guys doing? OnlyFans.com.
No, Patreon, workingclassbowhunter.com.
We're going to beat a dead horse if we even get on that subject.
Hey, this we'll is cut you. For
my toes
podcast.
Are for our household only.
We'll cut you a cut of our Patreon. But anyway, he told me that, and I'm like, she doesn't. And he goes, I swear you got to go look at him. I'm like, no, you're lying. He says, go look at him right now.
And you come running.
So I came in respectfully.
I think I got pulled out of a conversation and like my foot got grabbed.
I respectfully said, Ashley, I heard you have 12 fucking toes. Let me see them right now.
I don't give a fuck what you're doing. Let me see.
I think I did say that.
I'm pretty sure it's verbatim.
It's like exactly. I'm like, can I see your feet?
1,000%.
Without being a perv, can I see your feet? Yeah. Which I don't get the foot fetish thing, but I saw your feet and I'm like, dude, that's amazing. You're
there. They are
treasure. You have 12 fucking toes.
I have 12 toes. So
explain this.
So yeah, I have to preface like my dad's not my uncle or anything like that. Some weird shit.
Even though she's from Kentucky.
I was born in Iowa. All right, relocated to Kentucky, so I kind of I fit in. You know, it was kind of nice. You know, just rest group. But yeah, no, I do. It's if you want to get scientific about it, it's called polydactism.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty common. It's like one in, well, no, listen, you can look it up. It's like 1 in 3,000 kids are actually born with like an extra
in the
toe
world,
or finger.
Right.
I don't know if it's the world or what. It's whatever good.
I'm not going to lie. I've never counted my kids' toes.
I did.
Well, and it's funny because they say, that's the first thing that when they come out, you count the 10 fingers and the 10 toes. They were a little surprised when I came out.
You better go do it.
So a lot of doctors, you know, they're like, nope, get rid of them. Like, they're going to cause problems. And my mom was like, no.
The extra toes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or fingers.
They're like, hey, you know, it's going to be
not
weird,
the kids.
No, not the kids. Nix that one. It's no good.
Yeah. Hey. This is in China.
Don't Rover's wade my ass.
Right?
This kid. Yeah, in China. This kid's
couple extra
no
phalanges.
Yeah.
So my mom told him, you know, fuck off. She's going to keep them. And yeah, I've got 12 toes.
How gangster of your mom. Shout out to her.
I know, right? I used to, at Bible camp, I get in trouble because I'd wear tennis shoes all the time.
The Lord says you only have 10 toes, and you were like, fuck you, I got 12.
Well, I'd make bets with Lord, kids. Just
I like how he says the Lord and everybody at the table.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, I was waiting for you to say something.
Yeah, Austin didn't say shit.
Yeah, Lord, what are you going to say about that?
Yeah.
I used to get in trouble, though, because I would make bets at Bible camp.
Yeah, the
kids.
Stay sweet, pray, and obey. Yeah.
I'd make as much money off them things as you can.
I got told you can't do that anymore. I'm like, why?
And there's like 12 actually beautiful toes.
Oh, thank you. I am happy. I don't like to brag too much, but like, you know, some toes are kind of fucking ugly, you know, and they're all in line and it's a nice little shape. And most people, honestly, because I wear flip-flops everywhere, don't notice
them. I've never noticed.
The only thing is when I go to an amusement park and you're sitting in that fucking line for like 2 hours and then you'll catch all the heads and they just start turning down. People and then they'll look up eventually. And we'll make eye kind of be like, I'm sorry. I'm like, that's good.
Or you go to get a pedicure and they're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. So there's a couple. I don't know if you remember this, Kurt, but I go through the questions.
Excuse me?
They charge you an extra 10 bucks because you got two extra toes.
Wide shoes. I remember asking you.
So everyone thinks, and it's okay, but everyone thinks that the questions they ask me have never been asked before.
Right.
So I always go through the questions. It's like, I don't run faster. I don't jump higher. I'm not a better swimmer.
You can't climb
trees. I don't have to wear extra wide shoes. Yes, they talk shit about me when I get pedicures, but they don't charge me more. That's always a big question. Right. Like, oh my God, did they charge me more?
They should.
I've got to rebuttal this though too. It's like you've never had 10 toes, so you don't know if it
if what?
Doesn't help you run faster and jump higher.
Well,
you could be
if it helps me, damn. Because I'm not a fast runner.
If you had, actually, you'd just be a slow, super slow bitch.
If you had 10 toes, you'd be a fucking like a sloth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. But you could just be way underprivileged in the athletic department, but the only reason why you're average is because you're extra feet.
You're okay. Like in the Olympics.
I'll take it.
My bad.
You like win gold in the Olympics, you get DQ'd because of your toes.
If you had extra feet, I'd be super concerned about asking you any fucking questions. Yeah, I'll tell you that. But toes, not a big deal. It's actually pretty rad.
Where are we going with this?
It's pretty cool.
I don't know. Thanks.
It's awesome.
It can only go so many ways. It's a good conversation piece.
But she's got two pinky toes, basically. It'd be a little bit weird if there's two big toes.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
Is that a thing?
That'd be a little odd.
Is that a thing?
So I've had x-rays, and it's a bone, that my last two pinky toes, it goes halfway down my foot, and then the bone splits into two.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's
when I found out it was polydactyism. It was when I was like 11. You're polydactyl.
So do some polydactyl people have... two big toes?
I've never seen it. Like, we've Googled pictures many times, and
it's usually
so I'll throw this out there, even though it doesn't help my case. It runs in my family. So my mom actually had 11 toes, 11 fingers, but her mom had them removed. And then one of my aunts had 12 toes. One of my uncle still has 12 toes. He's the only other one in the family. And then somebody else had 12 fingers, but they got them removed.
Are they pinky toes too?
Goddamn, Eric says.
What?
Your uncle, do they have, is it pinky toes too?
It's like the most offensive of everybody. Toes. That's all he's had to say.
God damn.
It's weird. I know.
Damn. Yeah. So, you guys, like, were you raised near a nuclear plant or some shit?
Maybe. Call Aaron Brockovich, see if we can get something going and get $1 million out of it.
I like this.
Hell, I would.
This is cool.
Yeah,
the most interesting shit that's ever been brought up on our podcast right here.
So,
mammoth tusk and multiple toes.
Yeah, you and Judd are a fucking freak show. We'll do a freak show series. And
oh, is he the one that has less?
No, he just found a mammoth tusk in Illinois.
Oh.
He's normal.
He has no body.
Who's the guy that had less normal. Fingers?
No body issues.
Yeah.
No, he didn't have any legs. That guy? You're not talking about that guy,
are you? He had no toes.
He didn't have any toes. Ashley, thanks. He didn't have any toes.
Way to go. You're so privileged, Jesus.
Oh my fuck. I'm calling Lim Wasp Boss.
What was that guy? He missing whatever? No, he didn't have any legs, Ashley.
The toes. Like, he had four toes.
He probably wishes he had some toes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting Lim Wasp Boss toes. And Ashley on the same fucking podcast. And I'm just going to put them right next to each other and just. Bring it up in conversation. Like, well, oh, actually, you have extra toes, and you have no legs. You guys could
just leave the room and be like, talk about what you guys have in common.
You guys are some sort of social media super team or something, huh? TikTok would probably love you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
Thought about it many times. Oh, God. TikTok.
Hey, sorry.
You should start a TikTok, but the pervs that would come out of the woodwork is not worth the clout.
Nope. That's where I'm at. It's like, I'll fucking kill them. I'll find them.
I will literally.
And I believe that. I believe that.
You'll take their toes. Okay.
So, I'm not even going to take it there. Never mind.
Okay. But to answer your question, we didn't meet on Snapchat.
You didn't meet on Snapchat.
Out of all this.
He remembered my toes.
Different question. Hey,
thanks for bringing that back. When did you guys meet? When did you get together?
So we started talking. I was in El Paso.
And what year?
It was 2016.
Yes.
15, actually.
Nope. It was, you came home on leave 16 because it was 2015, April.
Yeah. So it was 2016, and I was on CQ, and it was like, CQ is just, it's 24-hour duty, so I was super bored, and she was super high, but... she's on drugs.
She's a super toad.
Yeah. But no, wait, yeah.
Look at my toes. So I'm in love.
Yeah. So we just we start messaging each other on fucking Facebook.
We went to high school together, so we knew of each other. But he was home on leave in 2015, and he was at a mutual friend's house. I was like, oh my God, I forgot about him. And
he's kind of hot.
I asked, Jacob's talking about me. I don't have extra toes. She's saying not bad.
She was getting on you because she had extra toes.
Is that toes?
Yeah, right.
Extra confidence, extra toes.
Exactly.
That's how it works.
So then it was a couple months later, I added him on Facebook, and then he had this very nice preface message like, oh, hello.
There's a copy and paste.
I wanted to make contact with lesbian face. Yeah, there was a British accent in there, you know, the stars. But I had just, he's talking about me being high because I had just gotten my wisdom teeth surgery. And so that's always been a running joke that that's how.
You didn't know where you were.
And then
that's why,
just,
that's why I kept going because she was high on drugs and
narcotics.
I was bored.
Yeah,
so I was bored.
Like, then we start
talking. That checks out.
Hey, the rest is history.
Heard you just got your wisdom teeth removed. That's hot.
Yeah. So what you're trying to say is you're vulnerable. Great.
Nice.
What kind so you lose your teeth, but not your toes. Yeah.
Explain that.
Less teeth, more toes. Let's go.
Hey, well, that's all about a good balance. You have more teeth than toes.
I have very good balance.
Ran right into that one.
Sturdy girl. Sturdy girl.
Hey, dumbass.
It's time to close this fucking podcast out right now.
Bro, my belly is turning.
You're
going to swallow a...
You need some Tums.
A ghost pepper. Or something.
I don't even know what it was.
A ghost pepper mixed with like 14 other peppers.
It was a scorpion pepper, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yep.
A million scovilles. All I'm saying is this bet between you and Eric about this hot chip. If Eric loses, he's going to have no problem.
Yeah, you're fucked. If Eric...
Yeah, don't do that again, Eric. That was vulgar. That was offensive.
I ate the chip.
Dude, if you'll eat this chip with no problem.
Yeah.
I have...
I'll double dip the chip.
The fact that you handled this pepper... with such confidence and bliss.
Cole said he'd never seen someone do it before.
It's fucking shocking.
It
honestly.
Is a little shocking.
Like it's...
Where is Cole?
However,
you cried for like a second.
The chip is almost double the Scoville.
Yeah, but I still... Yeah, you're not going to have a great time.
I didn't have a good time with that pepper.
But you handled
it fast.
Dude, you did very well.
Like you're here talking. I would be... in the hospital. Right?
Yeah, I don't think I'd be able to. I'd be draining out of every fucking liquid.
It wasn't fun.
Sayonara, dude.
Yeah, done.
But I'm here. I'm good.
Eric swallowed it, suffered for 5 minutes, slammed a Busch Light, and was like, yeah, it burns a little, but let's go bang out another hour and a half podcast, and I won't mention it once. You didn't mention it once. I would have done that, I'd been like, I'm fucking dying.
I mentioned it for a little bit.
So bad.
The hotness hits you, your mouth goes numb, so you start crying, then like, you know that feeling when you're about to puke and your mouth just starts watering?
Yes.
That happens.
Okay.
And then what happened?
Do you feel it right now?
You said your arm went numb.
Your hand goes tingly for a second.
You got cold.
I got the shivers.
See, that's weird. That's
and then
like
after the
like
shivers,
that's when you know
you got
it's
the
hot.
Flu in the matter of like 10 minutes.
Yeah, and then I was over it.
And you're good.
So
then after the shivers, I was good.
Right.
So question: when you go to like Jason a Mexican Bourne. Restaurant or like a Thai restaurant or something, do you get like the crazy hot shit when you?
No,
eat?
Fuck no.
Oh, you don't?
No.
But you just like hot shit in general.
I like hot shit, but not like that hot.
You were saying before you're like jalapeno.
Jalapenos, yeah,
that's fine.
I can do jalapenos.
I can't.
No.
I think
ketchup spicy.
See, some jalapenos are hot for me, and some are like, oh, it's great flavor.
Yeah.
You know?
Depends on how like, many seeds are in there.
Jalapenos are like anywhere between like 5 Scoville to like 5,000.
Yeah, they're hard.
They're so fucking variable.
Yeah. But have you guys ever been to like a Thai restaurant? Like, I love Thai food. So it's like,
dude, Thai spice is something.
Thai spice is different. It hits you in your soul.
Fuck that.
I've never had it.
It hurts.
It's fucking, the food is so good. There's a place in Molino and like called Lemongrass. You get the old school pad Thai, and I do like medium spicy. It's fucking money. Like
I ain't doing that.
It's no, you be Eric. You be You're fine. Done. Like if yeah, you ate but, that, you'd
yeah,
be fine.
Yeah, but like I don't enjoy spicy shit. Like I don't.
Yeah, but I don't want my
food to be like.
Bah. No, but what I'm getting at is
I can't taste a thing because there's so much spice in it.
Yeah, but I'm not either. But I ate that and I was fine.
Why is it spicy? Like,
dude, if it's Sam eats hot Thai spicy because she lived in Thailand,
like, I handled that fine. It was not enjoyable.
You're
gonna
whatsoever.
Doug, you're fucked if you lose this bet.
I can't lose. I'll poach a deer. I don't care.
Damn.
Doug just gets a $30,000 fine, but guess what? I ain't eating that fucking chip, motherfucker. Bro.
Doug's willing to cave our whole company.
Yeah.
I'll sink it.
Dude, I'll fucking match
Over
you up
chip.
With the other tree stand guys.
Over
and you can be
chip.
On their staff.
I'll join them.
Call him Lone Doug.
Call you the Drifter, man. He'd be out here just fucking.
He's in the kennel with a donkey.
The cutting corners, man.
The Dougie Drifter.
The drifting ass Dougie.
Doug be shooting a spike one day and killing a 150 the next just to avoid some spice.
All for a chip.
I can't. All I gotta say is, closing this out, I can't wait for Doug to eat that chip.
I like your confidence, Eric.
You're way too confident.
Everybody else? You know what to do. Go shoot your bow. We love you guys. Thanks for being here.